This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
Makes a talk show.
Alaska, and Washington, yeah, Washington State. So Washington, D.C., and Washington State.
I thought Oregon was going to do it, and so was Maine.
Oregon, Maine has not
had
yet.
Decriminalization.
Maine has decriminalized. Massachusetts has decriminalized. Vermont has decriminalized. But
California is basically legal and has been for quite some time.
California is legal, but you just have to get a doctor's permission slip, which is super easy to do.
Yeah.
From what I understand,
I don't live in California. You can go to any chiropractor or herbal therapist or whatever and say, I get headaches, and wham, you got yourself a card.
So, it's been legalized. I think Guam is kind of legal, too. I forget what they did something recently that made it pretty legalish out that way. So mostly West Coast states, but all of a sudden, a year ago, there was a voter referendum in D.C. that passed pretty overwhelmingly that basically legalized cannabis, according to Caitlin Boker over at The Washington Post at WashingtonPost.com. More than a year has passed since district voters legalized marijuana. On February 26, 2015, it became legal for adults to possess up to 2 ounces of marijuana, as well as cultivate up to six marijuana plants in their home.
Oftentimes, when they say six plants, what they mean is six producing plants at that time, and then you can have like these, 30 little plants that you're working on, and they're growing up and things like that.
And according to the story here, as a result of this big change, marijuana possession arrests decreased a whopping 98% from 2014 to 2015, dropping from 1,840 previously to just 32.
I wonder if there's any savings from a law enforcement standpoint. It doesn't seem like there would be.
The fact that you don't have to spend time and effort arresting 1,800 people is a savings. That's a huge savings.
But the police officers are going to – they're on duty anyway, so you have this overhead cost. Do you think they fired any cops? I don't think so.
No. But that's a savings in that they could be enforcing actual laws with a victim. They could be investigating a murder or a rape or something like that.
Now you're talking about abstracts. Murders and rapists, when caught, don't actually produce money for the government. They actually cost money because you've got to incarcerate them and that sort of thing. Marijuana possessors, on the other hand, pay fines. So they are a net revenue positive. Now, if
you were talking about a financial savings, I see what you're saying. I was talking about savings in general. You're saving the police the effort and the frustration of having to deal with these people. You're also saving the police the embarrassment of having to be looking like the bad guy You know, if police are actually going and arresting real criminals, and by no means am I suggesting that's what's happening in D.C. I'm sure there's a bunch of stupid victimless crimes that they're still enforcing there. But if, in theory, you could actually stop the police from enforcing BS crimes like marijuana possession, that actually would increase the viability of the police in the community as far as more people would be willing to help them, more people would be willing to speak to them if they're, you know, being questioned about some sort of actual
crime. If law enforcement was only a threat to people that actually caused harm to other people, then law enforcement would look like a resource to communities now that it doesn't, I guess is what you're trying to say, right?
Yeah, I think that that's the savings in some way, saving face.
Well, I mean, you're stretching here. I mean, savings generally indicates money. So what we saw in Colorado, they actually released numbers. There was a tax on the sale of marijuana, the edibles, and all that other stuff. They have, like, marijuana gummy bears and things. I don't know. There was a tax on that, and they were getting revenue from the tax. So that made it so the government actually, like, from what I understand, quadrupled the money that they were bringing in because...
Which state?
Colorado.
Colorado, yeah. They doubled the money, basically, of the liquor tax in relatively short time.
Right. But, you know, at that point, there was a savings from, supposedly a savings from not enforcing things. I don't know what that means. I just don't get that. Because to me, the reason that marijuana is illegal is pretty obvious because police agencies want it to be illegal. Mm-hmm. At this point, it has nothing to do with 1930s and the Hearst Company outlawing it because they wanted to sell pine pulp rather than hemp pulp for newspaper. It doesn't have to do with that anymore. The only reason that marijuana is illegal these days is because police unions, policing agencies, understand that there's an incredible amount of sort of need for them to enforce these laws. They'd be all for alcohol prohibition, too, if that was making more cop jobs. But,
yep,
you know, and the municipalities, they make money because it's running them through the judicial system. Everybody gets a $500 fine, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. The cash register rings over and over again. But the, you know, the individual taxpayer doesn't benefit from marijuana being legal like tomatoes are legal. They benefit marijuana being legal like alcohol is legal because then there's this huge influx of tax money. Now, you have to make the argument that the government getting tax money doesn't actually benefit the average person, and I don't know.
No, it doesn't, generally, because you don't get a refund at the end of the year if the government got more money from liquor sales. They just keep the money and spend it.
You probably have a small benefit in that, you know, the roads are nicer. You know, the crappy government schools that they have now have an Olympic-sized swimming pool for the kids to drown in. You know, there's some benefit to the taxpayer with this huge influx of tax money.
So, want to welcome aboard brand new affiliates. If you want to comment on D.C.'s legalization of marijuana and, you know, what has happened in the last year, we'll tell you more about it. But you're welcome to join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I do want to welcome our newest radio affiliates. We actually have a, would it be called a Sexmolcast or a Sesmolcast if it is six stations?
Sex.
Sex, that's what I would thought. Sex. So we actually have our first Sexmolcast of six stations.
In Idaho and Washington?
There are some stations in Idaho, but none in Washington. Blackfoot, Idaho, Idaho Falls, Idaho, and Pocatello, Idaho. So welcome aboard.
So each of those are on the AM, and then they have an FM translator?
It's actually two AM signals, KEII in Blackfoot, and KEIR in Idaho Falls. That's AM 690 and 1260, respectively. And then each of those AM stations actually has two FM translators per. So for those who don't know, the FM translator is this thing that the FCC allows AM stations to have. And also FM stations, but basically it allows them to take their AM signal and put it on FM. So they've done that, and they have, so basically you got two AM transmissions and then four FM transmissions for those. So welcome aboard to KEII and KEIR listeners there in Blackfoot, Idaho Falls, and Pocatello.
It's also the South Carolina primary going on right now. Speaking of marijuana legalization, you know, Bernie Sanders is looking to not enforce any federal laws on marijuana.
Okay.
And it's, you know, this is just Democrats, so it's Clinton and Sanders.
Just Sanders and Clinton at this point.
AP is actually
calling. Did Martin O'Malley finally withdraw?
He's not on here. He's at 0%. I don't know the answer. His name's on here, but he's grayed out. The AP is actually calling it for Clinton with 0%.
Nothing reported.
0% reported.
Just based on polls, exit polls or whatever.
I guess.
Toll free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. So whether it's legalized cannabis or political or whatever happens to be on your mind, you can join us here on Free Talk Live.
At Van Dyke Mortgage, we would like to thank our military veterans. This is Charlie Sundstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. For your service to our country, the Veterans Administration or VA loans are available for active, non-active, and retired veterans who meet the established requirements to assist in buying or refinancing a home loan. The most notable features and benefits for those who qualify are 100% financing, no monthly mortgage insurance, a variety of terms or loan types, reduced costs for disabled veterans, and no seller prepayment penalty. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be your trusted mortgage advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate NMLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, NMLS 1342251.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Saturday edition of the program. We got time for you. If you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can Skype into the show. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. It's yet another primary night. The South Carolinian Democratic primary is going on. And if you feel like commenting on that, you're welcome to. But also, D.C. passing a legalized marijuana ballot initiative back in about a year ago. It was February 26th of 2015 when it became legal for adults in Washington, D.C. to possess up to 2 ounces of marijuana. Well, how's it been going in the last year? We'll get the Washington Post viewpoint here, and you can share your thoughts as well at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, you've been using Super Beats.
Yeah, I've been taking this supplement, and for those of you who have seen, you know, Beats and sort of the nutritional news, you know that beets are a great source of nitric oxide. Nitric oxide, there was a team in 1998 that got the Nobel Prize for their research into nitric oxide. And one of the guys from that team, this doctor worked with one of those guys that was from that team. What he did is he found the best dietary source for nitric oxide, that's beets, and then he tried to figure out a way to make it consistent because it was really difficult. You test one set of beets from one place, one set of beets from another. And so what he ended up doing was contracting with a farm to only grow beets for him. So these are non-GMO beets grown in California to the specifications that he's looking for. And he's one of the foremost experts on this nitric oxide research. What it does is it helps to regulate blood pressure and generally increase sort of heart health. So basically, if you're a human being and you live long enough, you're going to have cardiovascular issues. Nitric oxide will help you with that. So basically, people above the age of 40 should really be looking at this. I have high blood pressure. It started about age 40, and this helps me regulate it. All you have to do is take one of these. You can take it twice a day if you want. I've been taking it once a day. It is cherry flavored, so you don't have to get that awful beet flavor if you don't like it. I like beets fine, but some people really don't like them. And you just add it to some water, some yogurt, a smoothie, whatever. And check this out. If you don't feel the results, you don't pay guaranteed. You get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You'll also get the nitric oxide indicator strips to prove it's working. And you get the free book, Beat the Odds. All of it comes with free shipping. You give them a call here at this number or go to the website, FTL Beats. That says FTL is in Free Talk Live. FTLBeats.com, 800-951-8940. FTLBeats.com, 800-951-8940.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want. Dana is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, I believe, listening in our very own Keene. Go ahead, Dana.
Yeah, greetings from our town here, Keene, New Hampshire. Welcome. How are you guys doing?
Excellent, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Listen, you know, you've been talking about this legalization of marijuana, and I think I'm just repeating what you guys said, but, you know, I was talking to a policeman the other day. He's in his late 70s. He was a policeman around here a long time ago, retired in the early 2000s, I believe. You know, even he was griping. He was saying, you know, the expanse and the size and the scope of these police forces, they keep on broadening and hiring more and more people. And even he thought it was ridiculous compared to what they had back in the 60s and 70s and even the 80s. And then I read an article a while ago, too, about all the things that you can get arrested for nowadays that you couldn't 40 years ago. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, it basically comes down to, you know, they have to have more laws to keep the cops that they have busy. You know, they can't, you can't have a lean down, system that, you only arrest people for really grievous crimes. I mean, they arrest you for idiotic things like an open container or, marijuana possession. It's just, you know, like Reagan said, once you expand government, it's almost impossible to shrink it down.
The closest thing to eternity. The one thing I wonder about that is So if you reallocated law enforcement towards crime solving, so there's violent crime that's gone on all over America, and if you put police forces, you know, put these guys on investigations, trying to figure out, you know, who stabbed whom, who robbed whom, you know, all these things. And right. pulled them off of the drug enforcement, it seems like you'd catch a few more of the people who did those crimes. Not, you know, obviously you're never going to get 100% enforcement.
Well, you wouldn't. Here's another thing, too. I was watching a show about a year ago, and these cops in Chicago were arresting people. They put a woman, a fairly nice-looking girl, on the side of the road in the city, and she acted like a hooker. Okay, and these guys would pull up to them, and pull up to her, and they would say, "Hey, how you doing?" And they didn't even discuss money. This was the horrible part. They didn't even discuss money or engage in an illegal act. They were arrested immediately when they pulled up to talk to her. The cops confiscated their car, and it cost them $1,000 to get their car back. And
impounded,
the cops
right?
were impounded. And the cops were actually laughing about, "Oh, geez, we got 12 of them tonight." And I mean, they basically came out and said, "We're just doing this to raise revenue." Sure, I mean, $18,000.
Wow. What was the pretense on what? I mean, if they didn't actually make a deal for sex, what was the arrest for?
Well, here's the thing. This is the thing that was amazing. They didn't arrest these guys. They detained them and they said, "Listen, it's $1,000 to get your car back, and we won't arrest
them."
It's a shake.
It was
a legal shakedown. All it was.
Wow.
We won't put your name in the paper if you give us $1,000 to charge.
Oh, wow.
Most people would just say, yeah, I'll pay the $1,000 to
right,
avoid.
Because,
you know, half these guys were married.
Because the arrest is almost as bad as the conviction, meaning that if they
right.
show up in the newspaper being arrested for soliciting prostitution, then they feel like they're ruined. Their reputation has been ruined if their business associates or their fellow church members see their name in the paper, even if they didn't actually get to the point of making the deal.
Well, I used to have to drive through this kind of rough part of town at one point when I lived down in Florida, and I'd stopped off at a convenience store to get, I think, some cigars back when I smoked. And this gal approached me in the parking lot and asked me for a ride. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'll admit she was a good-looking gal, and that probably, affected my decision to give her a ride. And after we got a little ways down the road, like I probably hadn't really pulled out very far, she... then told me essentially the pretext for the ride was that, you know, she wanted to exchange money for sex.
Oh.
And, you know, I'm petrified of any kind of trouble or anything like that, and it wasn't going to make my life better to do that. So I asked her, you know, do you need a ride, or is this what you wanted to talk about? Because if this is what you wanted to talk about, I probably should put you back out on the street so that you can find somebody you're going to make money from, because it's not going to be me. And I dropped her off relatively short distance away. But, you know, that could have been me in a jail cell
could
simply
well
for giving
been.
Somebody a ride.
Hey, Dana, thanks for your call tonight.
Yeah,
I appreciate
no
you bringing that
no
up. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Whether it's prostitution or drugs, if it doesn't involve a victim, the police shouldn't be spending their time on it. But you can share your thoughts with us here at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio. The toll free number, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. You want to get big savings at Amazon, go to saveitpurse.com and start locking in 20% easily on pretty much anything you want to buy. You can save more than 20% as well. It's just up to you how long you're willing to wait before the sale transacts. And so the higher the discount, the longer it might take to actually make the deal. But so far, I've had great luck with SaveItPurse.com. I've had over 40 purchases made in the last year and have saved nearly $1,000 that I would have otherwise spent. These aren't like frivolous. Most of them are not frivolous purchases. They're things that I would have needed to buy. And so I could either pay full price or I can save 20% or more. So what would you choose? If you could save 20% on every purchase at Amazon, why wouldn't you want to do that? Now, the catch is you have to have Bitcoin in order to make this possible. If you don't have Bitcoin, you can't make these big savings. Go to saveitpurse.com. You can start there, learn how it works. Very simple process, and it's very powerful. So great excuse to get Bitcoin, which is an amazing decentralized currency not created by any bank or government. Bitcoin's awesome. So start at saveitpurse.com and learn more about that. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here with you tonight. Marijuana possession arrests in Washington, D.C. have dropped 98% between 2014 and 2015, dropping from 1,840 in 2014 to just 32 in 2015. And of course, that's because now, as of February 26, 2015, at that point, marijuana was legalized in the District of Columbia. You can have, as an adult, up to 2 ounces of marijuana. You can also have up to 6 plants being cultivated in your home. So I wonder about those 32 possession arrests. Were those people who had more than 2 ounces of marijuana in the year 2015, or just the arrests that they had prior to February 26th? I'm not clear.
That seems more likely.
This anniversary marks an enormous step forward from WashingtonPost.com, not only for marijuana reform, but also for criminal and racial justice in the district. Marijuana enforcement in the district has historically been racially biased. As recently as 2013, African Americans in the district were 8 times more likely to be arrested for marijuana possession than white people, comprising a shocking 91% of possession arrests, even though rates of marijuana use and sales are comparable across racial lines and African Americans comprise roughly half of the district's population. Tens of thousands of district residents, primarily from communities of color, have suffered life-changing consequences from a marijuana arrest. Residents were routinely arrested by police, locked up, and faced subsequent discrimination in employment, housing, and education, name of marijuana prohibition.
It's really important to know that there's all kinds of rules about who you can work for after you have a criminal conviction. Mm-hmm. This affects people across the board. I was just looking at a job was just brought to my attention. You can't have a bread route in New Hampshire with a felony conviction.
Wow.
This is people who...
What are the requirements for a bread route? Get up early, get to the truck,
drive a truck,
load truck,
right.
Go to locations, unload truck.
The same. You have to go in the store. So yeah. The same store that as a felon you can walk into and buy bread,
right.
You cannot as a felon walk into and stack bread.
Now, is this a company policy or a federal
law? I couldn't
tell
you the specifics. It just happened to be something that I was breezing past. I didn't feel like doing the research.
Let's go to your calls. We'll talk more about marijuana being legal now in D.C. for a full year. First up, Matt's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Matt. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey. What's on your mind, Matt?
Well, my experience with basically the legality of cannabis came...
You sound like you have a lot of experience.
Yeah, you have that cannabis experience sound to you.
Nearly 30 years ago, let's call it 1987, I was in Tampa, Florida. We're talking way before any reform of decriminalization or legalization here in the country. One evening, I had a small amount on me, got behind the wheel. I had been drinking, and 100 feet out of my parking lot, I was pulled over. I wouldn't try to fight the fact that, yeah, I should have been. I shouldn't have been behind the wheel. What did I do that night? What did I do that shortly after that? For the next 25 years, I left town, and there was no reciprocating laws back then. I mean, we barely had the internet. I don't suggest this for anybody.
On what you're trying to communicate here.
So was this a DUI?
You got pulled over by the police. You were too drunk to drive. And then you went to some sort of question about what do? You left town. I feel like I'm missing a part of your story.
I failed to appear, basically.
Oh, you skipped town before you went to court. Okay, gotcha.
I do not recommend that to anybody these days.
That's a bad idea. They're going to issue a bench warrant for your arrest, and you're going to end up in custody wherever you are at some point.
Yeah, it's a horrible idea. There were bench warrants for me back then. I came back to Indiana and lived my life basically looking over my shoulder at all the time. I came about in 2009 to make a life choice where I went out to Phoenix, and fast forward 25 years, I guess. And
something like that. Close to it.
So just to clarify, 25 years, you had not yet been caught on the failure to appear warrant?
Correct.
Okay.
Fascinating.
All right. Go ahead.
What were you doing for work in Indiana?
Doesn't matter. Let's go on with the story.
Yeah. I was going to school in Phoenix to their wonderful motorcycle institute where you learn to work on Harley Davidsons and stuff. So anyway, I decided to take care of that. So I called the prosecutor down in Florida. Mm-hmm. And the prosecutor said, hey, let's just clear all this up. And for the low price of $2,200, we will
make it all go away.
We will make it all go away. We'll take that DUI and turn it into a reckless driving. And we'll take the marijuana possession and we'll just make it a misdemeanor citation. So, hey, I thought, like, great, great, this is great. Now, let's fast forward. You know, here I am in Indiana.
Yeah, make it fast because we're running out of time.
Yeah, yeah. Sure, I will. I believe that when decriminalization finally comes or legalization finally comes, we will be state number 49 right in front of us. We will be right in front
of us. Wait, so you took the deal? You took the $2,000 deal?
Yeah.
And so it's done. So the Florida thing's done. You can close the book on that one?
Oh, yeah. I could travel freely through the country again.
Yeah, good deal. Hey, thanks for the call, Matt. I appreciate hearing from you. I'm glad to hear that worked out for you.
What's interesting about that case is it shows the sort of how unnecessary the correctional process is. This guy got caught, and all he needed was the fear that something bad was going to happen to him to straighten out his life. Presumably, he did not get arrested for, what, something like 23 years between this DUI and, deciding to pay it off.
But what you're saying is, had he not run, then they probably would have tried to put him in jail at the time.
Right. Well, whatever they would have done to him would have cost him probably that same $2,200 worth of, $1,987 dollars, plus some amount of community service or, losing his license and all the other things they did. And it just sort of shows, in his case at the very least, the unnecessary, how unnecessary it was to have those particular punishments.
Hey.
I'm not saying that you shouldn't have punishment generally. It's just, it differs for each person.
Speaking of people who ran out on criminal charges, former co-host Sam Dodson is coming back to Keene Monday morning, and he's going to be facing down the drinking game arrest from 2010. He'll be taking a plea deal, and maybe if he's not in jail that night, we'll have him on the show to talk about it. We'll continue here. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You can join us here on the Live Saturday Show for Free Talk Live.
Pop quiz for all business owners. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, which one of these can you lose? Your home, your car, or your life savings? The answer? All three. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too. Which means you could lose everything. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now, 1-800-915-1027. Protect your financial future. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide, 1-800-915-1027. Hurry while supplies last, 1-800-915-1027. That's 1-800-915-1027.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Launching here into another portion where you can join us toll-free, 855-450-FREE, just like every show. It's always open phones here on Free Talk Live. You can take the conversation whichever way you want to go, although we are talking about D.C.'s marijuana legalization. Happened about a year ago, so they've now crossed the one-year threshold of legalized cannabis for adults in Washington, D.C. District voters legalized marijuana overwhelmingly back in February of 2015. It became legal for adults to have up to 2 ounces of marijuana as well as cultivate up to 6 plants in their home. Marijuana possession arrests have dropped dramatically by 98%, down from 1,840 per year in, I think, 2014 to 32 in 2015, a huge savings on police resources, allowing police to actually focus on crimes that might actually have a victim. But you're welcome to share your thoughts in general on the war on drugs or whatever happens to be on your mind. Let's go first to Chris in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC FM. Hello, Chris.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, really kind of on the lines of the drugs, I've gotten stopped not even too long ago. Recently went through a court process and did my time, but had a needle. Now, no drugs. It was a syringe. Mm-hmm. It never even did anything that would require a syringe. Why it was in there, I couldn't tell you. But so I got
so there was a clean syringe in your car?
Clean syringe.
Okay.
No drug residue, no nothing like that, no paraphernalia on the side of just that syringe. I got charged with a level 6 felony.
Whoa.
And they wouldn't drop it down, so it was unlawful possession of a syringe. And actually did 6 months in community corrections doing work release, as well as 9 months house arrest just for the possession of the syringe.
Now, so where was the syringe in your car? You didn't even know it was there.
It was actually on the floor in the passenger seat. So I'm assuming it came from somebody that was riding with me. and fell out of a purse or a pocket or something.
They would have had to have proven that you knowingly possessed the syringe, usually for a possession charge to stick, right?
Well, because it was in my car, mm-hmm. and, you know, I was the only one in the car. I mean, I tried to fight it with a proper attorney. Of course, didn't have the thousands of dollars to pay a actual attorney, but my proper attorney didn't want to do anything.
Are you saying proper attorney? Is that like
another
term?
Proper or pauper?
Pauper.
Okay.
So, meaning you had a public defender?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
I mean, he even straight up told me I'm too busy to even really deal with this.
Yeah, yeah.
So, did you end up taking a plea deal?
Well, I mean, that was the best plea deal I could get with that.
A felony.
Release and 9 months of house arrest for.
But you ended up with a felony.
Yeah, it was a felony.
That's a crappy plea deal.
It sounds like a crappy plea deal, but we don't know the state, and each state's different.
I think it was Indianapolis, or Indiana, right?
He said it was Michigan.
Yeah, up there in Carmel.
Okay.
Hamilton County.
I mean, you know, different states are different, and it sounds like a crappy deal here in New Hampshire, but you never know. You know.
I think it's a crappy deal if you get charged with a felony and you take a plea and you end up with a felony.
I'm with you. I hear you. It is, you know, it's a miscarriage of justice. And the sad thing is that the vast majority, far less than 1% of cases, end up going to trial because we don't have a judicial system. We have a system, a legal system that just, you know, runs people through. The idea is to get everybody churned through. They don't want you to have a day in court. The last thing they want, they'll punish you for trying to take one.
That's generally true. And, Chris, thanks for calling to share that story. It's crazy. I appreciate it. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You know, with this case, though, I think what is important that people know about the plea deal process is that, yes, you can be punished for not going through with the plea deal, but ultimately, if you want a chance of beating that felony, it's the only way it's going to happen. So if you did not, we didn't ask Chris if he was already a felon. Maybe he already was, and so what's one more felony? But generally, if you don't have a felony, it behooves you to probably not want to get one because, as you pointed out, Mark, it's harder to get certain jobs. It's harder to get a lot of jobs, and life is much
traveling
more difficult.
To Canada gets difficult. You know, owning a gun, voting can be a problem. There's a whole variety of things that get more difficult when you're a felon, and I do think that was a crappy deal. And this is just kind of the system. This is what we've got left. This is what a dying judicial system looks like. It ravenously and rapaciously is going after anybody it can find. Now, they should have had to prove that he knowingly possessed that needle.
In order to prove that, they would have had to have gone to trial.
But this isn't the court system from decades ago when they had to prove something. CSI and all these other things where they're taking these things to court. Far less than 1% of arrests end up in trial.
No doubt. And I'm sure, and again, just because they have to knowingly prove something doesn't mean anything. You know, I learned this in my trial where I was convicted for so-called unsworn falsification, which basically is not quite perjury, but the next level below that's basically the misdemeanor version of perjury where you tell a falsehood when you're not under oath. That is basically what unsworn falsification is. And I didn't lie. I didn't tell a falsehood.
You were just changing your name and got your driver's license and paperwork was put in the wrong order.
According to the judge, I did knowingly do, you know, the things that I was supposed to do to get convicted, even though I said that I didn't. And so it's really ultimately up to what the judge thinks about whether it was knowingly or not. Well, in my case, it wasn't a jury trial, but in his case, it probably wouldn't have been either, although if it was a felony, it would have been. But either way, you know, all the state would have to argue is, well, it was on the floorboards of the passenger side. How could he not know? How could he not know there was a syringe on the floorboard of the, you know, the passenger seat? He's sitting right there. How could he not see it?
Weird things happen.
You know, that kind of thing. And so if they were to convince the jury of that, then he probably would have ended up getting convicted anyway. But it is at least a chance. And if you don't go to trial, you'll never get the chance. And you'll never get the better offer on the plea deal. So the public defender or the pauper attorney or whatever you call them, these public defenders, their interest is to just get you to plea. They don't want to actually have to put in any kind of motion.
He doesn't have to do any time in the defender doesn't have to do any time in jail.
Right. He's going to get paid the same amount. about whether or not you take the plea or you go to trial. So he wants you to go ahead and just take that plea. Whereas if you were to not take the plea and then wait and see if they offer you a better plea later on, at the very least, the second plea is almost always better than the first plea offer. So you might have ended up being able to get a misdemeanor plea down rather than just a plea to a felony had you waited it out. But, you know, there are no guarantees in life, so I understand why someone just goes ahead and takes whatever offers on the table just to make it go away. At least that's just the way it feels at the time, though. Of course, if you turns out that you're just a, you know, an easy mark and you're going to take a plea, then they know they can come at you again with more charges in the future and that they can switch you out that way, too, for more.
Everybody's an easy mark, though, yeah. Ian. I mean, more than 99% of cases
well,
are
people
either
need to
dismissed
stop being so damn
or pled
easy.
To.
People need to start standing up for themselves. If they want to have a chance, it's some more freedom in their lives.
Well, your suggestion, though, that the police or law enforcement agencies or, you know, prosecutor's office or whatever might find you an easy mark is fallacious if everybody's an easy mark.
Well, you don't want to be one of those everybody's, though. That's the thing. You want to be someone who they know is going to take a charge to trial. That way they'll have second thoughts. Let's go to Billy. He's in Indiana listening to WIBC. Hey, Billy.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, great. Go ahead, sir.
Couple things real quick. The 32 that was arrested in 2015, I think one of the things to point out there is dealing is still illegal. Yeah, it's still illegal to deal in D.C.
That's true. Well, and it's also illegal to possess more than 2 ounces, so it's possible that those people had more than 2 ounces.
And it is also still illegal to smoke it in public.
Yep, that's true
there's
as well.
There's a clause there that you have to smoke it in your home or in a residence.
I think you'd be charged, though, with a public consumption of marijuana charge rather than a possession charge because, again, it's legal to possess less than 2 ounces. So if I have an ounce of marijuana on me and am smoking it publicly, they would likely ticket me for some sort of public consumption rather than ticket me for possession because it's still legal to possess it. It's just not legal to smoke it in public.
Right. Well, let me ask you a question. I mean, I've lived out in D.C. for 3 years. I've worked out there for the last 4 years. We make it legal to be able to possess marijuana or use marijuana. But as far as employers go, as far as, you know, public housing, it's still illegal. In their eyes. In other words,
well, I think employers should be able to set whatever rules they want to. And Billy, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. If it's your business and you don't want people smoking pot, then you have the ability to make that decision as the business owner.
Insurance companies might. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.